to be able to be here tonight, that I was able to survive having my cousins over for a week. Take my opening scripture from Matthew 14 through 16. Matthew 5:14 through 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You may be seated. I'd like to preach tonight on Let It Show. In John 8:12, then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Here we find that Christ is the light. He is the light of life. Since he is the light, he is life. So in order for us to be like Christ, we have to have the light, that we may be able to go to heaven, which is life. In 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We find that we are chosen. We are chosen to be brought out of the darkness into his marvelous light, that we are able to be the light and be able to shine it to all those. In 1 John 1:5, then this is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and him there is no darkness at all. We find that once again, God is light, which God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which just confirms another verse of the Bible. In Ephesians 5:8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. This is yet another example of how God is the light, as it shows us that, as the Bible also says, that we are the children of God. For when we are children of light, we would like to take after, the children would like to take after the parents. So the children of God would take after him and become those of light. In Proverbs 6:23, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. We find that the commandments are what help us to make it through the dark times. They light our way. And the law is what keeps the fire burning. It's what keeps us going straight, what keeps the fire burning clean. And in Genesis 1:4-5, and God saw the light that it was good, and that God divided the light from the darkness. In this verse, we find that he makes the light and he says it is good. This is what he wants. This is what he likes. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. When he calls the light day, what do we do? When are we awake? We're awake during the day. What do we normally are in? We're normally in light. We are rarely always in the darkness. In Acts 2:2-4, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. With this rushing wind, we find that the Holy Spirit wasn't afraid to let itself be known before he filled them. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. This fire let off a light that showed that they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, which is just another sign to let us know that we are showing that God is in us and He is with us, that He's walking with us, and we have the Comforter that helps us throughout the time. One of the things that really sparked that let me know that this is what God wanted me to preach is in science a few weeks ago was we were learning about the water table, how there's the lakes and then groundwater that is underneath the surface is normally level with the lakes. I thought of this as the lakes are the people who are showing. They're the ones that are showing what God's done for them and how He's moving in their lives. And in those under the water table do have God, they just have trouble showing it. The area above, under the surface that is filled with water is the supersaturated zone, which also goes into the lakes, which is all there. When it rains, it's called runoff that runs into the lakes and oceans that raises them and levels it out. So it's all spread out. But these lakes and rivers and ponds that are showing that they are full of water and how high the water table is, we can use these water sources for energy and drinking water, and being able to, and it gives us life. They can provide us with the light that we use every day and energy that we use every day. The water underneath the surface is very close to unusable. Unless you are out in the middle of nowhere and there's no water around, you would have to dig a well, which you will eventually find the water table. In different areas of the world, this will vary from in depth. But the more you dig down, the harder it is to find it, which means the deeper the water table is. The deeper the water table is the harder to find it. I thought of this water table, those that are under the surface. People know that it's there. People know that they have Jesus, but then they just don't let it show. They can dig a well, but it is just very hard to be able to get water out of the well. And then I was thinking, water, when it's right under the surface, it'll erode the surface away. Think of this as the people who are under the surface that are, the people know are there, they're letting it show. They're beginning to erase the surface. They're beginning to realize that this is what it needs to be. This, and something else in the science was, the more wells you put near an ocean, you can be far enough from an ocean that it'll still be fresh water. But something I found interesting was, whenever the more wells you put in, the more salt water from the ocean it draws. This salt water, this oceans and salt water, is one of the most shown water of the earth. 75% of it covers the earth. And this salt water, the more wells you drill, the more salt water is drawn to it, the more it infects the other wells. Which means the more water that is shown begins to come up through the wells. The people who are willing to show, the more people that are willing to show begin to overflow and run into the other people who are trying to let a little bit show. They begin to realize that this is what it is. The most shown water begins to come out of the area that people are, that the water is supposed to be fresh. But then this water that is under the surface, is still. It is non-moving. Unless it is in an underground cave or a crevice, it is non-moving. It just sits there. It is unusable. But then as the more that it rises, or as the more of the wells show, they begin to realize that it becomes evident that it is being shown. It's interesting because the Holy Spirit is shown as a river, and it is shown as moving, and it is always shown. It's not hidden. The Holy Spirit isn't hidden. Whenever someone has Jesus, even people who might not know what it is or what is happening, they know that something's different. Something's shown. It's like the salt water and fresh water are two different colors. Whenever they mix, they become brackish, which there's a line. I can't remember where, but there's a line between a freshwater area and a saltwater area, and you can see the line that just flows right down the middle. And right there is the separation between the ocean and the salt and the freshwater. But the more we let it show, the bigger it gets. It's like they say the Grand Canyon took several years to be eroded out, but I don't think that's how it worked. It may look like that, and science may prove that, but it would have taken way too long for it to be biblically proven correct. But the more that the water is shown, the more it'll erode away the dirt and surface. Water is one of the most, may not be a correct word, but it erodes the most out of most things. The dirt can erode away dirt, but it's just replaced. But water will erode away the dirt, and it'll be gone. It'll be moved to somewhere else where it could be needed. It's like saying God is, the Holy Spirit is the water, and it erodes away the sin and becomes, and takes it somewhere else where it doesn't be, that He takes away the unclean things, to sin, to hell, where it belongs. And as just like the Holy Spirit, as the cloven tongues of fire, it becomes, it's just like whenever Moses was guiding the children of Israel, they were guided by a pillar of fire in the night. God was shining light in the darkness. Because if God was not there, it was dark. That's where the fire was. It may not be as bright, but the clouds are still brighter than most everywhere because they are white. They are white, so the sun reflects off them more, so it seems brighter. And then, even then, whenever, I believe it was Elijah, he called down fire upon the altars to prove the prophets of Baal wrong, and it completely consumed it. God showed that he was all-powerful then. He proved that their gods were wrong, and he will obliterate all those that you use to the things of this world. When we let it show, we realize when we let it show, we become that erodes away the sin. We help erode away the unclean things. We wash it clean. And we begin to make it easier for others to let it show. In Africa, the deserts and ocean are in an ever-constant war. In big sandstorms or hurricanes, sometimes the sandstorms will blow several thousand tons of sand into the ocean. It'll gain new borders. It's even become so much in the older times when they drew maps, they didn't draw maps of those borders because it continually changed. But now that we have satellites, we are able to see all that it does. And as it's above, satellites are above, they can see all. God is above us and he can see all of it. He can see where we're at and where at in the war we are. And with this ever-constant battle between the ocean and the sea can push in, it can erode away the sand, and can push in and ever change the borders. And it's just, it's crazy how much the border changes there. It can vary from a few feet, a few inches, to several miles. And it's like how much we're willing to let God in. If we let him in, if we just open up entirely, then our borders will change several miles. If we don't let him in hardly at all, it can be a few inches or a few feet, and it'll be harder to make it through. But as we go through this, he is the light that guides us through the dark times. It's like, I believe it was in Psalms, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The shadows are dark. They're what is left of what is shined upon by the light. That's what flees from the person that is being shined on by the light. The darkness is what is left over. The shadow is not what is there when the light is there. The shadow is whenever the light shines upon something and the shadow is hidden. It's hidden from the light so it can be there. But then God is an ever-present light. And they say that, the Bible says that in heaven there will be no sun or moon. That means there will be no shadows, because the sun and moon are always rotating. It means there will be no shadows. That means there will be no darkness. He is an ever-present light. He's omnipresent. That means he is always here and everywhere. And he is also immutable, which means it will never change. Everything in this world will always change. The only way I can think of that, how they got that word, is because of God. Which, in science, they use it, but then they don't have anything they can apply it to. They say that diamonds are immutable, but yet they cut diamonds with diamonds. They say that rock is immutable, but yet they have the water table which erodes away the rock. They say all sorts of things are immutable, but yet it's all going to be gone real soon. But then there's always going to be one thing that stays the same, and that's God. Even as the Bible says that his mercies are new every morning, his mercies don't change. The standards don't change. They are always the same. They're just renewed. They are refreshed. It's like when you drink all your cup, the waiter comes and refills your cup. And it's like the Holy Ghost, they say that God fills your cup. That means he filled you with the Holy Ghost. He filled your cup. What do you normally fill your cup with? Hopefully water. But then you normally drink that. You normally don't really have that much longer. And then it's always, you have water everywhere. And then as you drink that water, more water is brought up into the atmosphere and it is brought down. And when we let it show, we are able for people to see it. We are able to witness and be able to bring others to realize that it's just like the wells, how salt water that is almost always shown comes up out of nowhere where people don't expect it to be there, and it's just there. It's in the middle of nowhere. We can be a light. And just as it said, a light, you're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. If we are a light, if we are God's children, we will not be hid. People won't have to wonder, are they different? Are they just different? They will say, they are different. They have something we don't. They won't wonder, they will know that it is different. And then, as the Bible says, that we are to be like Christ. The Bible says Christ is the light. He is the light of life. Which means we are to be like Christ, and we are to share that light of life to others, that they are able to come to heaven and be able to fellowship with the other saints that have gone on before us. And then in Genesis it said God saw the light and it was good. That means God approves of it, which means he is it. If God doesn't approve of it, then it isn't of God. If he approves of the light, then it is of God. And then as it says, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. The priests were those that worked in the tabernacle. And whenever the Israelites stopped to set up camp, the fire set upon the tabernacle. And whenever they set up camp around Mount Sinai, the fire filled the temple, which is where the priests work. A holy nation, the Israelites followed the fire, which gave them light during the day. And the Israelites were a nation, a peculiar people. Peculiar people would be those that would like to be in the day. Now most people stay up late and have not a lot of sleep and wake up late. And I am guilty of that. But then we always try and pass it off as, well, that's normal. But that wasn't normal. What was normal is you went to bed at night, maybe an hour or two after night, and then woke up at daybreak. That was normal. But then we began to have more light. We began to have the light that was brought on by electricity, and then we were able to stay up later and still see. But then we still tried to get up at the same time. And then if we try and get more and more, but then we don't try and acclimate, if we try and get more and more of God, and we don't acclimate what we need to do to get up and worship him, if we don't acclimate that, then it won't stay steady. Then that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In hell, the Bible says that there will be, it's the lake of fire, but then it is dark as night, which means it's real, it's supernatural, because fire gives off light, but then it's going to be dark there. But then here he says, he has called you out of darkness, which in Sunday school on Sunday we were talking and Anna was telling a story. He said there was a man talking to another and he asked him, how would you describe salvation? And the man answered back, he said, well, it's like this. I was on my train going to hell and God derailed my train. And he put me on a new one, just a train to heaven. He called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. And then it also says, ye shall show forth the praises of him. Praising him and being willing to be utterly filled with the Holy Spirit is another sign that you are showing that God is with you and in you. And it also says that for you were sometimes darkness. Just as the same, he has brought us out of darkness. And then it says, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And then it just goes on from there. And as we are light in the Lord, we are following in his footsteps. If we are following in the light of the Lord, then we are not lost in the darkness. And then as we begin to let it shine. As we accept more and more of God, our light shines brighter and brighter, and we can go up to others, and if they are willing to do it, then we can help them ignite their light. We can help them to keep the fire burning. If they start to go out, if a candle starts to go out, if it goes out, it sends off a waft of smoke. I think of that as whenever someone goes out, they send out a distress signal. They send out a wisp of smoke. And then someone can come over and help them reignite it. And as with fire, if it starts to die, it becomes embers and coals. And if you save these, they will be easier to light than normal, which means someone who was a Christian and is kind of in and kind of out, they're riding the line. If they stay warm, they will find it slightly easier to realize that this is what it is. They will know the truth. They will know what they need to do, but they won't be able to do it by saying what they know they need to say. They'll have to do it by doing what God tells them to do. It can be different in all sorts of ways. And this light is bright enough that it put a separate, it has a void. It's too bright for it to be right next to hell. There's a big void between them. If it was in hell, then the Bible would be wrong. If it was close to hell, then the Bible would be wrong, because God is too bright for hell. It would light it up and it'd be cleansed, and there wouldn't be any punishment for those that did not believe God. But then God, in his glory, made a perfect creation. So he made it where there is just enough that they will realize that God was real. If someone goes to hell, then he's just close enough. He's just close enough that they will be able to see that he was real. That this isn't just it. That there was a other choice. That they were willing to follow the light, be willing to step into the light. But then it cannot happen without us helping them find the light. I'll turn it back to Pastor.